USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want it to be comprehensive. I actually think it's a good thing for Judge Kavanaugh. Now, with that being said, I'd like it to go quickly.
President Trump speaking with reporters at the White House about the FBI's investigation into his Supreme Court nominee's background.
Let the Senate decide whatever they want to do is okay with me. And also the FBI.
This is the seventh investigation into Brett Kavanaugh, who's a federal judge, and has gone through this process six times before.
This is our seventh investigation of a man who has really, you know, you look at his life until this happened. What a change he's gone through.
The president also expressing his concern for Brett Kavanaugh's family.
What his wife is going through, what his beautiful children are going through, is not describable. It's not describable. It's not fair.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
It's the one-year anniversary of the Las Vegas shooting massacre at Mandalay Bay. Stephen Paddock, 64, killing 58 people at a concert near the hotel. Hundreds of people injured. Paddock killing himself. The motive still not known. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more on the story.
The Las Vegas Strip will be dark to honor the 58 people killed and more than 800 injured during a mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. Kaya Jones is a musician, and she was playing at Harvest Fest 1 year ago. She's also a Las Vegas native. She talks about what she's been going through.
I think all of us have survivor's guilt. You know, a little over an hour and a half before the shooting started, I was on stage. John, Kenny, DJ Silver, you know, any of us could have been shot at any time. So there's a survivor's guilt within that. And then there's 800 people that were wounded. That's not just shot, that's also trampled from trying to flee the stage area and the festival.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Turning to USA Business News now, concerns over the world's oil supply in advance of the U.S. trade sanctions on Iran, pushing the national average for gas up to $2.87 a gallon, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us about that increase.
We've seen prices go up about 3 cents a gallon for the first time. It's a breakout in almost 12, 13 weeks. So we haven't seen prices move up. Really, they've sort of gone up or down by a penny a week. Sometimes just sort of remained relatively neutral, but at $2.87, that's a full three. If you look at some people, they'll even say 4 cents a gallon compared to this time last week.
A pizza delivery man saves the day in southeastern Wisconsin. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
It began as a routine pizza delivery for the driver. He showed up to a home in Waldo with a pizza, and a man and a woman came to the door. As the man was looking for the money to pay the driver, he noticed that the woman behind the man had a black eye and was mouthing the words, "Help me," and "Call the police." Sheboygan County Sheriff's deputies say the driver did dial 911 a few minutes later. That led to the arrest of the 55-year-old man he'd seen at the home. Authorities say that man was a former acquaintance of the woman's who entered the home earlier in the day, punched the woman in the face, then tied her up with a power cord and tried to convince her to get back into a relationship with him. He's now facing several felony charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.